wait as president before replacing Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We've now passed 200,000 coronavirus deaths in the United States, according to the Johns Hopkins University count. President Trump says about the pandemic, addressing the United Nations General Assembly.
We must hold accountable the nation which unleashed this plague onto the world, China. In the earliest days of the virus, China locked down travel domestically while allowing flights to leave China and infect the world.
World leaders are giving recorded speeches this year because of the pandemic. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Finally, we've reached the first day of fall, and these nice, cool temperatures we've been experiencing the last couple of days continue. Today's high in the middle 70s. It'll be breezy today, but a nice breeze with considerable cloudiness, and tonight's low down to 59. We should be dry. Tomorrow, isolated showers can't be ruled out with a high in the upper 70s, then an increasing chance of showers and storms Wednesday night, and some tropical downpours becoming likely Thursday and Friday as Beta approaches Alabama. Friday, I think we're back to the low 80s, and more scattered storms on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Civil rights activist Reverend Robert Gretz passed away on Sunday. Gretz was known as the only white minister to support the Montgomery bus boycott. He was 92 years old. Former state senator David Burkett pleaded guilty to violating the Fair Campaign Practices Act. He has been sentenced to 12 months probation and asked to pay $3,000 in fines plus court costs and fees. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail, but that has been suspended. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 131,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. Over 9,600 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say close to 2,300 people have now died. Statewide hospitalizations are now back above 800. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Switch to WOW Super Fast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month with no contracts and a contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
WOW.
Shop the end of summer clearance sale at Cafco Outlet. Save 35 to 75% off on selected home decor and gift items. Take advantage of sale pricing on fall ribbons and silk bushes. Christmas trees, wreaths, ribbons, and ornaments are on sale 20 to 50% off the original prices. Wreath makers, we have a tremendous selection of ribbon, mesh, and signs you will love. And new items are arriving daily. Your best deal is at Cafco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
It's the 10 best days of fall, the 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th, with a salute to our veterans, sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus, along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, school get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the Fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. Presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Garrett Coliseum Clearback Policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
This is an important message for all current and former Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts of America has declared bankruptcy.
If you were sexually abused in scouting, you could receive compensation, but you must file a claim by November 16, 2020.
You may file a sexual abuse claim regardless of your current age or the year the sexual abuse occurred.
Visit officialbsaclaims.com or call 1-866-907-2721.
Paid for by the Boy Scouts of America.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Not quite yet, guys, but you do not have to worry much longer. Dan Morris will be back tomorrow. Instead, you have me for one last day. April Marie Fogle here of Alabama Today. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Parler. I actually did a Parlay last night because it's been a while since I'd done anything on Parler. At April Marie, that's APRYLMARIE, one of those pesky double names. Joey Clark here keeping me company.
Indeed.
I am pivoting. I've got a political point I'm going to get to with this, but the absurdity of this, I could not leave alone. So we got a lot of ag people listening, probably. Sure. A lot of this area is known for its agriculture industry. Gucci is selling denim overalls with a, quote, grass stain effect for $1,400. You guys can get in on that market right there. Ripe for the picking. Price your used overalls at like $1,000, $750. It's a steal.
Right.
It's a steal. This season's newest must-have item. Denim overalls with grass stain effect. And if you look legit, they have painted light green on the legs of these overalls.
And they actually had a male model walking, or was it a female model, walking on the catwalk wearing these $1,400 overalls.
With a scarf. I actually bought a pair of overalls. I didn't wear overalls this week, did I? I bought a pair of overalls this season. I wore them this weekend. It's in. The in thing is overalls. So if you've been wearing overalls your whole life, you, my friend, are it this season.
Wait, but you didn't spend $1,400 on your overalls.
I haven't spent $1,400 on anything that I would ever wear. I love it. I used to, of course, as I have come up in my professional career, I used to like cringe at items of clothing over $100. Like if the ticket was over $100, I found that cringeworthy. Now, as I've gotten older, I've learned that, you know, you can't shop at Forever 21 or Target your whole life. And you, in fact, do have to invest in some attire, the timeless pieces. And you actually have to spend money on those. Never, ever, ever in my wildest dreams did I think I would wake up and see the New York Post talking about Gucci overalls for $1,400. And I know there are some very important topics we got to get to, and one of them is farm funding. We're going to talk about that in a second, but we got James on the line. Hello, James.
Hey, April Marie, I want to just mention two things. One was, we have a lot of times problems finding the Trump protest rallies on TV, and because you'll go to Fox and then they'll cut it off, and then you go to C-SPAN and they won't have it. But the fat lady here found another source, Pluto. I think she said it was America First or something like that. On those alternatives, it seems that we can get his rallies in full. because a lot of times, you know, the others...
are cutting them off. So what is this horse?
I think it was called America First.
America First.
Maybe One America News Network?
She got it through Pluto.
Yep.
I don't know about all that stuff because I can't see or anything. But I was able to hear it in full and a good recording. But I wanted to mention, you brought up something very interesting yesterday. You mentioned the governor of Florida.
Yes. I'm so intrigued by this. I've sent this to Ivy and Ainsworth and said, let's go, folks.
Yes, ma'am. One thing I wish he had added, it really bothers me a lot, and is the fact that these people are surrounding houses.
It bugs me to no end. I am glad that I am a strong supporter of the Second Amendment and have firearms in my home, although I do not, as I was discussing, I do not have enough ammo to feel comfortable if in the case that Biden wins. But I am glad I have firearms just for the reason because I don't know what's coming, and I do not like the likes of people targeting conservatives by marching on their streets.
Yeah, I think that's a reason that a lot of people don't put signs out is the craziness of the other side. But I wish that the governor had added that to effect because people are killing themselves. I just heard of one last night that killed himself over threats, you know, people surrounding the house.
That's frightening.
And getting falsely accused once he, the Democrats to do anything. I mean, if you go out and
with
a gun.
We're in frightening times. And I saw a case where the homeowner had a firearm in their home. And I think that's going to be an interesting case where if you feel threatened in your home, do you have the ability to brandish a weapon in a way in which other people can see it? And I think the courts might say he can. He wasn't using it in a menacing or threatening manner. He was kind of just saying, I got this. This is my property. Castle doctrine is a thing. And if you come in here, I'm going to protect myself.
Yeah. Well, I think that he should go a step further and say, I can use it as a menacing. If you're on my property and you've got a crowd of, say, 15 to 500 people and are threatening me verbally or with you having weapons, I've got a right to make my stand too.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree. It's interesting that you point that out. I did not realize that. I didn't consider that as a missing component of this this package, which is, by the way, of course, being panned bad by the Democrats in Florida. They're having an absolute freak out over it, which means to me they're doing something right, because in this polarizing world, if you're freaking out about something, it means it's probably good. But yeah, that's an interesting point of something that was missing. But I do feel strongly that that homes should be sanctuaries, and we should be able to protect our homes, and the law should favor homeowners in all circumstances.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for coming in. Speaking with us, and also the good work you're doing through the media and everything, and I appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much. All right, James, I have a great day. We have Soldier Boy on line two. How's it going, Soldier Boy?
To the woman that's so nice that her mom and daddy named her twice. I'm jealous.
Well, you're Soldier Boy. That's two names.
That's true. But it's all about you. And Joey, I just want to let you know I'm calling for the children today.
For the kids?
I do it for everything for the children.
Well, that's...
They're our future, man.
I'm glad your heart's in the right place.
Absolutely.
Soldier Boy, do you have a pair of $1,400 overalls you'd like to sell?
No, but let me tell you a story about that real quick. I remember one time I said, hey, remember that these teenagers today, young people today, are buying, and some older people today, are buying these pants that are pre-made with holes in them?
Yes.
Okay. And I watched how they made them. They soak them, and they take a little thing, and then over in India and China, how they make them. It was unbelievable. I asked my mom one time. My mom used to sew those little patches on my knees.
Always. Always. I remember growing up.
I said, Mom, hey. I said, Mom, where is that shirt that I had the hole in it, or the pants I had a hole in? Oh, we cut those up and made dust rags out of them. Mm-hmm. I was like, what do you mean? She says, you're not going to wear something with a bunch of holes in it. And now she'd be rolling over in a grave just thinking about now they're selling it.
Yes. It's and selling it, paying it for more. My mom used to say when I was a teenager, why is it the outfits that have the least amount of material cost the most? Because as I got older, you know, the crop tops and the short shorts cost more than the more modest clothes. And she'd be like, this is backwards.
Well, did you see the new trend now? You know, those young people were eating those pod dishwasher things, whatever.
Hey, we had that clip. Oh my gosh, Joey, find me the clip.
With the popsicle?
No.
With the sucker?
No, there's a phenomenal.
No, pie. there's 30 kids in a row. And they're licking and pass it to the next person, and they suck on it for 10 seconds.
I got nothing. This is horrible. This is horrible. Yeah, it's absolutely horrible. Soldier Boy, we played this clip last week when it came out. We're going to play it again. Wait for it.
The Senate should sign on to this, Senator. Sean, with respect, there are times, particularly recently, when I think Speaker Pelosi is one of those people who tried Tide Pods.
I heard that one.
I can't get enough. Soldier Boy.
But that's not as good as when the president said in his speech, I'm going to give him a shot in his, they give him a shot in his ass, and 30 minutes later, he's okay.
Oh, my gosh. I missed that one. Goodness gracious. Well, I was getting to a political point with from my overalls to my farm funding. We got two other people online. Thank you for calling, Soldier Boy. All right, Patty waiting patiently. How is it going?
Hey, it's going good. Good, real good. You know, I saw today that Romney has acquiesced. He has said that he will vote to confirm prior to the election. So I just wanted to tell you guys, that is the confirmation right there.
It
was the last vote.
It is.
It's the last confirmation. And I was glad to see it. And as I told you yesterday, I was pretty sure that's what he would do.
I was not as confident, but it is a pleasant surprise. I'm very grateful.
And that he didn't beat around the bush and wait and wait and wait to come out, you know, and say, you know, I'm going to vote. You know, I was a political fundraiser for the RNC and for the National Republican Senatorial Committee for almost 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And I was one of the top fundraisers. I raised into the millions for 14, 16,
Patty,
18.
I'm one of the few people in politics. I love fundraising. My congressman, so I worked for a member of Congress. I still do on his campaign. He it would drive him bonkers. I would get him in those call suites over there, and he'd be like, I'm done. And I'm like, no, one more call. Two more calls. I love fundraising. What's the worst they can do? Tell you no?
Yeah, right. And you know, my donors were the very informed donors. They weren't like the young, the new people, but for the most part. But I had to like eat, sleep, and breathe it with all of the polls and everything. And one poll that if you've never looked at that comes the closest to being accurate, surprisingly, is the Los Angeles Times.
Interesting.
Los Angeles Times, I don't know how they do their poll, but they actually had near the 16 election, Trump within 3 points of Clinton nationwide.
Huh.
That's a really good poll. Quinnipiac, Reuters, and some of the others are obviously just, you know, skewed very much so by zip code. But anyway, I was so excited to see Romney actually did the right thing. This is going to be fast-tracked, and it's going to be a ton of fun. But
I was pleasantly surprised. I was driving down and somehow missed the, it's been a busy morning for me at my house. I have a 2-year-old son who took my phone and dropped it in a clothes hamper, but it was connected to my Bluetooth and my speaker. So every time we said call it, it would call the speaker, and I still couldn't find my phone. And I was so flustered. I had to go to breakfast without my phone. And it took me sitting at breakfast for a couple of minutes before I realized I just needed to unplug the Bluetooth to find my phone. It's been one of those mornings. And because of that adventure, I missed the Romney announcement. So it was a pleasant surprise when I got here, and Joey filled me in.
Yeah, but I just wanted to call back and kind of remind everybody that changes the game completely.
Game changer. Agreed.
That takes all the doubt off the table. And I'm wondering about the Democrats and their behind-the-scenes meltdown.
Oh, they're going to, it's going to be, now it's just theatrics. But now we know it's theatrics, and it's just going to be theatrics from them, theatrics from the media, protests, and all of that stuff. But you can whine in your Wheaties all morning. We are still going to get our
And you know, I will predict because of this, McConnell fast-tracks it at this point, faster than they ever thought.
I agree. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks for calling in, Patty.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bob, you hold tight. You've been patiently waiting. We will get to you after this break.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes will limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DuvalsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duval's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DuvalsLandscapes.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
Got Joey Clark over here doing a little dance. April Marie Fogle filling in for my last day as your substitute teacher slash guest host for the Dan Morris Show. Dan is getting his post-surgery, post-op checkup. If we can update, we will give it to you. Otherwise, you can just expect him to be here tomorrow.
Indeed.
Live in studio, in your ears. If you miss me, you can catch me on Twitter, Facebook, and Parler at April Marie, APRYLMARIE. I've been told, actually, they made the mistake. My little evil finger tap here. They gave me the code to the door. I will be back.
You keep that close to the vest now.
Hey, well, you know. 555555555. Star pound.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
No. Bob, you've been patiently waiting. How is it going, Bob?
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Oh.
But to know you, but to know your voice is to love you.
Well, thank you.
And you have made Joey even look better. and that's an accomplishment. I mean, you've done so much for him that I appreciate it. And you're a really good woman. When I traveled, I used to hang up much to do in the evening. I listened to radio stations all around the country, but there was one in Selma, and this little lady called in, and she said, "I want a good man." And the next day, she called back to the DJ and said, "Have there been any calls in for me? I called yesterday and I wanted to."
I put an ad in.
Yeah, a good man. And he said, "No, baby." He said, "If you wanted a, just said you wanted a man, I'd have had 100 calls. But you said you wanted a good man. And a good man is hard to find." And I've always remembered that. And a good woman is hard to find. And we are really going to miss what you've added with your personality and your intellect and all the other good things I could say, but I don't clog up your air taking that much time. But it has been enjoyable. It's been a good trip.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you listening. And if you aren't following me on social media, please do so. We still have an hour and a half today. An hour and a half of my random ranting and raving. And there is a lot to talk about. Bob, thank you for calling. And thank you for that. I appreciate it so much. When we get back, we have a break to take. When we get back, the Southern Poverty Law Center, has weighed in on the Florida initiative by the governor to curb violent protest. They're protesting the efforts to curb violent protest. More on that in their official statement after this break. You have April Marie Fogle and Joey Clark here filling in for Dan Morris. Dan will, in fact, be back if all goes according to plan tomorrow. You can find me on my website, Alabama Today. That's altoday.com. You can find me on Twitter. I couldn't sleep last night. I was telling Joey. I was tweeting till 2 a.m. One of the listeners tweeted at me this morning, "Do you sleep?" Usually I do. Last night I didn't. So I was tweeting till 2 a.m. Just up talking to myself. I do that on occasion. Twitter, Facebook, and Parler at APRYLMARIE. It has been a joy to be with you at News Talk 93.1. Stay tuned. You've got an hour and a half of me left.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Fox Tomorrow. Get ready for the musical games that will keep you guessing.
Who is this?
First, the Masked Singer returns with epic new celebrities in costumes.
Is that two people?
Wow. Then, can you tell if someone can sing without hearing their voice?
I don't even think he has vocal cords.
Ken Jeong hosts the premiere of TV's new mystery music show, I Can See Your Voice, right after the Masked Singer season premiere.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Horton Wholesale in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their wholesale floor operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 262-0920 for more information. Horton Wholesale, 262-0920.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Finally, we've reached the first day of fall, and these nice, cool temperatures we've been experiencing the last couple of days continue. Today's high in the middle 70s. It'll be breezy today, but a nice breeze with considerable cloudiness, and tonight's low down to 59. We should be dry. Tomorrow, isolated showers can't be ruled out with a high in the upper 70s, then an increasing chance of showers and storms Wednesday night, and some tropical downpours becoming likely Thursday and Friday as Beta approaches Alabama. Friday, I think we're back to the low 80s, and more scattered storms on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Dan Morris Show.
The Dan Morris Show with your friend and guest host, April Marie Fogle. It, again, has been a pleasure. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I'm watching Fox News. The, like, banner across the bottom says Senate GOP leadership on Supreme Court showdown. Well, we got Romney. I think we got this.
Yes. Yes, the only two that remain holdouts are Murkowski and Collins for their own reasons. But when Cory Gardner came on board recently, there was some worry about Chuck Grassley initially. Definitely, I was thinking Mitt Romney might do his usual thorn in the side of the president. But no, everybody's lining up.
Yeah, it's good. I am grateful that it's come together so quickly. I am prepared. I'm prepared for the wrath of the angry liberals who are saying they want to start a civil war over this. Here's the thing, okay? First off, you don't win an election by saying you're going to violently protest a completely constitutional appointment. You just don't. You don't win over suburban moms by burning down your downtowns. Actually, I take it back. It's not even suburban moms. It's because I feel like that's become this cliche thing, which it includes me as a suburban. You don't win over any rational human being, left, right, center. You just don't win over a rational human being by saying, we're going to burn it down. We're going to protest. We're going to blah, 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 blah. It's just crazy talk. Crazy talk, my friends. We're going to talk to Duke. And when we are done talking to Duke, I have a funny Mitch McConnell story I want to get to. I want to talk about Chris Wallace has picked the debate topics. So much going on. Oh, in that Southern Poverty Law Center press release that I said we were going to get to. Duke, how is it going?
Hey, April Marie, I just wanted to say that I've really enjoyed listening to you.
Well, thank you.
You're a breath of fresh air.
I really appreciate that. Thank you for calling, Duke. It has been really fun getting to know all of you guys, especially the frequent callers. And like I said, those who have messaged me on social media, do keep in touch. And Rick has been gracious enough to say I can be a regular filler-inner substitute teacher. So if we can convince Joey to take a vacation, maybe you'll get April, Marie, and Jack in your after. Joey is shaking his head.
No, I'm married to the job.
Joey, just to be clear, okay, I'm going to tell you as a 39-year-old old lady who has never been married that being married to the job is the worst decision I ever made.
Okay.
I mean that. I got involved in politics and I loved it. I loved it. I couldn't get enough of it. Every single election cycle, I said, this is my last election cycle. And I traveled around the state of Florida, or I traveled around the country, or I worked, you know, 18, 20-hour days in D.C. for the good guys, to get the good guys elected, to beat back bad policy. And it was the worst decision I ever made, because at the end of the day, the job isn't going to cuddle up to you on a porch swing when you're old and tired. And that's where I am. I'm 39 years old, and my only regret in life is that all of the probably missed opportunities I had. Now, those of you who have listened to me over the last several weeks, you know that I have children, and that was the best decision I've ever made. And I did decide on my own at 30 to go ahead and have kids. But worst decision I ever made was saying I'm married to my job and letting opportunities go by. And I feel like, I don't talk about my religion often, but I feel like that, like, there probably was not just one person God sent, two people, three people, and yet I was focused. I had somebody to get elected. I had a policy to defeat. I had a bus tour to go on. I had some cockamamie plan that had nothing to do with the plan that I should have been focusing on, which is finding somebody to sit on a porch with me.
I've enjoyed listening to you.
Thank you, Duke. I appreciate that so
much. Hey, I put me in on Sweet Creek, Joey, 8-8.
You sure it's 8-8?
I think so. Smart Alec.
All right.
Have a safe trip home, sweet.
Thank you. All right. So I mentioned the Southern Poverty Law Center. So yesterday, if you did not tune in, I'll go over it again. The short version, since you heard me talk about it yesterday. Yesterday in Florida, Governor DeSantis made a policy proposal, which, by the way, we don't see this a lot from Ivy. I feel like if we get a Will Ainsworth as governor, we might see a few more of these types of things. So DeSantis made a package of policy proposals that he then sent to the legislature and said, let's do this, guys. And the title of his initiative is Combating Violence, Disorder, and Looting and the Law Enforcement Protection Act. And what he did, and I'm not going to go by it line by line, but I will retweet it if you're following me on Twitter, and I'll post it on Facebook if you're following me there, is he basically said all of the things we're seeing in liberal cities. Now, keep in mind the timing of this is days into everybody saying if Trump makes an appointment, we're going to start burning things down. We're going to start protesting. We're going to start rioting. And so this was a preemptive strike of no, let's get this conversation started. We're not going to have that madness here. So it basically makes it a third-degree felony when seven or more people are involved in an assembly that causes damage to property or injury to other people. It prohibits those from obstructing roadways. I saw someone tweet, oh, John Lewis, how dare you hurt his memory this way? And again, we're talking about the fact that people are purposefully obstructing highways and interstates and blocking hospitals and trapping kids at their schools and doing all sorts of nefarious things, obstructing roadways. Unnecessary, not peaceful at all. Makes that a third-degree felony. And it says, this really got the liberals angry, drivers not liable for injury or death if they're fleeing to be safe from a mob. There's a prohibition against destroying or toppling monuments. We already got that here. Mm-hmm. There's RICO liability if you are organizing one of these so-called protests and you incite others to violence. You are not going to be celebrated. I was so aggravated yesterday. I saw in the news yesterday where the man, the comedian from Birmingham, who incited the riot there.
A funny man, Johnson.
Yeah, he was given a National Man of Influence Award by The Root website and magazine, and put up aside some really notable African Americans. And I'm thinking this man is the reason, solely responsible, for keeping the people there and taking them from a peaceful rally instead of saying, hey guys, go home. He said, hey, let's go topple this monument.
I watched that. Did you watch the AL.com stream live when all that went down?
Yeah.
And it was fascinating because Mayor Woodfin did show up, and you could tell Mayor Woodfin was not the one in charge.
No. He looked uncomfortable. He looked visibly, physically uncomfortable. And the whole thing was the event should have ended. Everyone should have gone home, and Birmingham should have been an example to the nation. And instead, funny man thought he'd be put up some funny business and directed everybody to the statue, which then led to the graffiti, the vandalism, and went into the fires and the somewhat looting, but more fires and breaking windows and that sort of thing. Right. Property damage. They of course dropped the charges against him. Now he's getting accolades as a leader, and that aggravates me to no end. Back to the Florida proposal. Mandatory minimum jail sentences, 6 months of mandatory jail. I'm not a mandatory minimum person. Mm-hmm. I generally speaking don't like those. But if they act as a deterrent, and in this case, they may. I'm not opposed. 6 months in mandatory minimum jail for striking a law enforcement officer, including with a projectile. And then there are enhancements for, again, hurting a law enforcement officer. Does not allow the cities to defund the police. Compensates victims, be it personal or stores, government employees. You will lose your job if you are a state employee who is arrested. I think that's important when we have a lot of teachers doing craziness out there. And my favorite part, this is truly, of all of this, I love my law enforcement officers, but my favorite part is no bail or bond until first appearance in court. So do not get out within hours because Biden and Kamala decided they were going to ask their fans and friends to do a bail program. I think it's absurd. So, of course, this is the program. And our Alabama's own Southern Poverty Law Center says it would criminalize protest and dissent. They're adamantly opposed to it. The Florida Campaign for Criminal Justice Reform opposes this law and calls on Governor DeSantis to rethink it. The law would prohibit bail until first appearance. Well, duh. Maybe you don't go out and do the things that would get you arrested. The policy director says it's clear the real intent of the governor is to discourage people from exercising their First Amendment right. How many times do we have to define the word peaceful to you? If you are assaulting a law enforcement officer, if you are blocking traffic and doing a mob mentality to a driver, you are not peacefully protesting. That, my friends, is what the First Amendment right covers. You have a right to peacefully protest. And that has nothing to do with this law. This law, in no way, shape, or form, it doesn't create safe spaces. That drives me crazy when places do that. It doesn't do any of that. It just says if you're committing criminal acts in the name of a protest or an event, you will have serious consequences. None of this slap on your wrist. In Birmingham, we had people who would show up to these rallies and the officers would say, you have to disperse or we will arrest you. And groups of friends would be like, you busy tonight? No. You busy tonight? No. All right, let's go to jail. That takes taxpayers' money. That does. Literally, they were just hanging around waiting to get arrested. So one day they can tell their kids and grandkids, I stood up for the Black Lives Matter protest and got arrested like they're some big civil rights hero. But they did it knowing, hey, it's 7 o'clock. We'll be out in time for a late dinner. Bull. Baloney. No, go sit your butt in jail. Sit your butt in jail and think about what you've done, as most parents and grandparents would say. Do it.
Not surprised that the SPLC has taken that position.
272-9228 if you want to call and weigh in on this. The vast majority of protests since the death of George Floyd have been peaceful. And yet our governor is threatening harsh criminal penalties and mandating jail time. Well, let's be clear, friends. If you are doing any of the acts that he is criminalizing or increasing the penalties for, you deserve jail time. What part of assaulting a law enforcement officer do you think is peaceful? What part of standing in a row do you think is peaceful? Enough already. So it is not a surprise to me that they weighed in, but it is silly. It's silly time, just silly hour that they think they're defending one's First Amendment rights. And it's laughable because their entire organization is about defining hate as anything they don't agree with. And we've seen that repeatedly. If you're a conservative, your speech is by and large considered by the Southern Poverty Law Center to be hate speech. It's annoying as all get up. We have a caller on line one. Who do we got? We've got Joe hanging out with us. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
I am good today. How are you?
Great, great, great. That law, the Florida law that
yes.
you're describing, remind me of Bull Connor, 1963. Are you familiar with
I'm not.
The Birmingham movement? Where he tried to arrest everyone, the children move. And that's what would happen. I don't think you guys quite understand. There's a movement on the way in this country. And blocking people up, brutalizing them, is not going to end it. Be blessed. Have a good day.
Thank you. All right. So I looked up Bull Connor in the 1963 Birmingham campaign, and Bull Connor enforced legal racial segregation and denied civil rights to black citizens during 1963's Birmingham campaign led by the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Here's the thing. This is not, despite what some would have you believe, this is not, no longer, and has not been for a long time, about even police brutality. It's not. A lot of these young people out there aren't doing this in the name of racial equality. You've just got people out there taking advantage of a movement and doing so in the name of racial inequality. No one, look at the protest in Portland. Look at Seattle. Look at other cities who have had ongoing unrest. This has long since stopped being about George Floyd. This has long since stopped being about police action. It is now just turned into a little movement. And a lot of these individuals, this is what they're doing for fun. And here's the thing. Here's the difference between the civil rights movement and what's happening today, is there was a solution. There was a problem and a solution being proposed. Back then, we wanted to end racial segregation. Right now, there's no solution. They're misrepresenting the problem even. I talk, and I've done this since the beginning of these protests. We have real racial problems and differences in this nation. And we're talking from housing and poverty, from schools that are failing and infrastructure failing in predominantly black communities, from, you know, a lack of opportunities for those who get arrested. There are real problems, but that's not what any of these protesters are talking about. They're not talking about the actual problems or the proposed solutions. I have yet to see one snot-nosed, and I try my best to be kind, but snot-nosed, privileged white person who is doing these protests actually talking about how do we make life better for those struggling? How do we make life better for the blacks that we are supposedly here to help? And I've yet to see that conversation started. Hey, Guy, I see you holding on there on line two. You stay with us. We have a short break, but when we get back, we'll take your call.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
All right, everyone. Thanks for sticking with me. Hey, Guy. How are you today?
I'm good. Yeah, enjoying with you?
Yes. Hey, Guy.
Hey, how you doing? I've talked to you before. Listen, I heard, I don't know, I'm sorry for not knowing your name, the lady that's doing the show for Dan Morris.
April Marie.
April. Okay, I heard you say something with the second from the last caller, and I hear it on Fox News, don't watch mainstream media, but any news talking head says it all the time, and I want to know where they're coming up with this number. Everyone says 90% of the protest is peaceful. What studies have been done to show that 90% of the protest out there is peaceful, as opposed to starting off theoretically peaceful but ending in some type of looting, burning, destruction, or violence of some type? Because I don't see any peaceful protests that come up to be 90% of what you see on the
news program. I can speak for what we've seen in Alabama.
No, I'm talking about nationwide.
So nationwide, this number is coming from a project, a joint project. So I'm looking at CNN. So again, notice the source here.
That's CNN. I'm talking about a legitimate study.
Listen, this is where they are getting the number. They're saying a report was produced by the U.S. Crisis Project and the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data. They made this database, and that is what they're saying. But here's the deal. I don't buy it. If the first 3 hours of a protest don't include an arrest, but the last 4 hours include unrest and looting and whatever. That's not two separate protests. And I bet you about my bottom dollar, your last bottom dollar, my last bottom dollar. I can't talk today. I bet you my last bottom dollar that what they're doing is they're separating these two. And they're saying these guys were all peaceful and then these guys got antsy. No, it's one protest. Somebody organized a protest.
Well, I agree with you on that point. It's like CHOP. They said everyone is peaceful during the daylight hours, but all of a sudden at night it got violent. Well, it's still the same event.
Yeah, it's one event. Yeah, it's not like they're like, oh, it's the Birmingham event all over again. The Birmingham event, yeah. Everybody could have gone home. They said their piece. They had their speakers. If Funny Man had not said, hey, let's go take the statue down, everyone would have gone home, and we could have counted that tick in the nonviolent protest. But the same people hanging out at the, quote, peaceful protest went over and led to the violent protest. That's one protest, my friends. Even if three or four people went home and three or four people came, that is one protest. The organizers took it from a peaceful protest and made it the hot mess it became, and we're not redefining that. That is a lie. I genuinely believe the statistic they're using is a lie. I don't believe it.
I agree with you on that.
Because,
all right, y'all have a good day.
Thank you, guy. I truly do believe that it is being misrepresented, that what's going on around the country has been misrepresented. Because, again, the idea that they're all peaceful, except for 7%, just is incredibly fishy to me. An interesting point, somebody yesterday was saying, well, what started, you know, before all of this started, do you know who really was doing all this? The Tea Party. Mm-hmm. The Tea Party was out there protesting. And I asked, I said, can you give me one example of a law enforcement officer being assaulted at a Tea Party rally? I looked it up. I couldn't find one. I said, can you find me one example of Tea Party rallies where they were talking about death to cops or burn things down? Were they any of the... I've protested in front of IRS buildings. I've protested in front of the EPA building. I've protested in front of members of Congress office. Not once in the... And it's been definitely over 100 different rallies I've been to. Not once did anybody pull out matches or a lighter or an accelerator. No one in the Tea Party movement tried to burn anything down. It's amazing that people could think to point to that, because we had years of Tea Party rallies around the nation, years, and we had big events in D.C. And not only did we have our big events, our big actual peaceful events, we cleaned up after ourselves afterwards. We made friends. We sang songs. We enjoyed things. We talked, again, hope more than anything. We were optimistic. We were not pessimistic about our nation and the people in it. We didn't call Democrats names. We called for accountability. We called for small government. We called for policy changes. We didn't make personal attacks on anyone. Why? Why can't the people who are protesting now take a page out of our book? Hey, let's see. Let me double check the time. We've got to hit a break. David, you stay there. We will get to you when we get back.
If you need someone to count on, count me in. Someone you can rely on, through thick and thin. When you start to count the ones that you might ever doubt, if you think of counting me, count me out. When you count the ones that want you, count me too.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center.